Blog Talk Radio.
Azunke pari legbahe, azunke, azunke pari legbahe, pari legbahe, me la janka se washo, azunke, valge le pari vodou legbahe,
azunke pari legbahe,
azunke,
azunke pari legbahe, pari legbahe, la janka se washo, azunke pari legbahe,
azunke.
Divine all blessing, peace and prosperity, serenity and tranquility. You are now listening live and in archive to the Divine Prince, Pan-African spiritualist, author, practitioner, and advisor, sharing with you in all things spiritual, metaphysical, cosmic, universal, revolutionary, and evolutionary from a Pan-African hoodoo world spiritualist perspective, understanding that all is indeed a blessing if you can just see beyond the veils, for it is all just an illusion and a test, and one of the greatest divine mysteries of this life cycle. This is my constant prayer, my mantra, affirmation, reverberation, reiteration, and my reality. and it is crucial to the very foundation of my understanding, teaching, walk, and works along this divine life path and journey. It is how I, the Divine Prince, make sense out of all that we are challenged with here in our daily existence on Mother, Father, Earth. And it is my personal place of power and understanding. The place from where I begin and the place from where I crystallize and realize all endeavors. Understanding that I alone create and co-create my divine destiny. And I alone create and co-create my divine reality. And so it is, Ashe. Today is Monday, October 25th, 2010, and it is high noon, and I am emanating and vibrating with you and for you, live and in archive, virtually, verbally, cosmically, and universally, from the working temple of the House of the Divine Prince, with the Power Lunch, in the legendary, historic, and beautiful city of New Orleans, Louisiana, the land of my ancestors and those who came before me along this spiritualist hoodoo Obeah life path and journey, passing down the great Obeah stick of knowledge and wisdom of the healing, life-giving herbs, roots, plants, and minerals. Please do be reminded to join me live and in archive from New Orleans, Louisiana, here on Blog Talk Radio, each and every Wednesday night, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. U.S. Central Standard Time, and also on Saturday evenings from 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. U.S. Central Standard Time for 1 hour of hoodoo secrets and recipes. And, of course, each and every day at high noon for the House of the Divine Prince, featured virtual temple group practitioners and leaders, commonly referred to as the Power Lunch. My listen-in and call-in number during live broadcast only, area code 347-215-8967, 347-215-8967. If you have a question or comment, a reading definition request, please do remember to press the number 1 on your telephone keypad. This will alert me that there is a caller in queue, and I will attend to your call at my earliest convenience. Area code 857, I do see that your hand is raised. I will be with you momentarily, so please don't hang up. Just give me a minute. Area code 678, Divine Peace and Blessings, Joy and Prosperity, 301-212-202, and 733. Thank you all for being present here on the phone lines. I have just one line available at area code 347-215-8967, only one line available. So indeed, if you have a question or comment, please do get your call in as quickly as possible before the last available line is taken. I want to remind you that I can be located virtually, cosmically, universally, and spiritually 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, operating in 360 degrees of power and understanding via my website, www.houseofthedivineprince.com. And please note, I have several other virtual temple groups within my House of the Divine Prince site, where I offer a variety of Pan-African and world spiritual, religious, and magical practitioners in one Korean location from a diverse collective of cultures and traditions. And the links can be found, again, beginning in the center of my website, www.houseofthedivineprince.com. They can also be found on my main Keen profile, www.keen.com/divineplusprince. And be reminded that by supporting the practitioners, spiritualists, psychics within my virtual temple groups. I do offer free follow-up minutes with the Divine Prince. So please always do remember to comment and rate your experience with these practitioners, and I will be able to provide you with free follow-up minutes. Spiritual transcendence is my message for today. Spiritual transcendence represents the ability of an individual to stand outside of themselves, as it were, their immediate sense of time and place, and to view life from a larger, more objective perspective, from our God and God consciousness, if you will. For truly, we are but light, energy, and offspring of the ultimate and absolute divine consciousness. This transcendent perspective is one in which the person sees a fundamental unity underlying the diverse strivings of nature. People who are truly accessing their spiritual transcendent power and ability believe that there is a larger plan and meaning to life, something beyond our mortal existence. Despite the ups and downs, and even in spite of the ups and downs, there is something more permanent and constant that gives direction, meaning, and value to our lives. Those not operating in spiritual transcendence are more concerned with the material aspects of life and see no larger meaning to life other than that which life offers us here in this illusionary two-dimensional material plane. There are three aspects to spiritual transcendence: prayer fulfillment. We can also look at prayer fulfillment as spending time in our higher states of consciousness, meditation, creative space, as it were. This is truly where we create and recreate our divine destiny and ultimately our journey here on Mother, Father, Earth. There's a sense of contentment that arrives from a connectedness to this divine force. It's not something that can be faked, as it were, but it is something that we can consciously activate and operate within by simply choosing to do so. There is a sense of universality that comes with spiritual transcendence. I believe that all life is intimately tied together, and a sense of connectedness. Excuse me. I believe that one is part of a larger human reality, but also spiritual reality that cuts across all generations, groups, cultures, ethnicities, and even species here in our earth plane existence. Within us lays the secrets, Jacob's ladder, the crystal stair, both biologically, quantum, metaphysically, and spiritually. Your DNA has programmed in it your entire intergenerational family history, your ancestral history, but also your earth history, And this helps to define limits on our emotional temperament, our personality characteristics, intelligent creativity, physical characteristics, and predilection for certain illnesses, dis-ease or imbalances, behavioral patterns, and even our aging process, but also for all that is good, that is right, that is well, that is in balance. We need only to recapture it, retune it, allow it to come to the surface of our as we begin to remove ourselves from those things that only cause us pain, dis-ease, imbalance, and negative vibration. All of this has a direct impact on your success, your self-confidence, your health, relationships, your longevity. Until recently, it was believed that DNA was immutable to change. But there is now increasing evidence that, in fact, DNA can be directly programmed by the very way we think, our consciousness, our unconscious minds, how we operate within creative space, our beliefs. In other words, your beliefs act as the master blueprint that programs and directs your DNA. Many of these beliefs become pre-programmed in your unconscious mind, even before we begin to fully develop in the womb. So the only way to free yourself from an undesirable course, whether it be financially, physically, with your health, mentally, emotionally, is to begin to fine-tune, program, and reprogram the mind, consciousness, how we think, what we believe, how we operate. It's the simplest thing we can do, but surprisingly, it has the most profound, complex manifestation and result. You have to reprogram in order to truly escape the grid. Your head is an intra-multidimensional crystalline biological light box reality manifester. Your eyes operate as a lens, processors, translators of certain light frequencies and ranges of this physical plane dimension. However, they do not process all light and only operate under the mandate of the indwelling spiritual consciousness within and governing the head. This is spiritual, this is metaphysical, but this is also science. This is also based in science and fact. We see, our eyes interpret, and ultimately it's our mind, our consciousness, our belief systems that formulate the picture, the vision, the view that we have of what we think we are seeing. Indeed, I can't stress enough the illusion of our interdimensional, two-plane, earth-based reality. But if you will, just for a moment, allow me. I can open up a whole new world of understanding with you and for you. And it all begins at the level of consciousness. I'm going to go to the phone line, area code 857. You have your hand raised. As soon as I can get you open here, I want you to tell me who you are and where you're calling from. Hello, 857, are you with me?
I'm with you. Hi, how are you?
All is indeed a blessing. I see you have your hand raised. Did you have a question or a comment?
I do have a question.
Sure.
I didn't know if you were doing divination readings today on your talk. I kind of chimed in a little late, so I didn't know if you were taking readings today, but I had a question regarding a loved one.
Okay, I'll be glad to assist you. We have a very limited amount of time because of the length of this high noon show, but I'll definitely be glad to assist you in any way I can, and then you can always contact me after the show or off the show to, you know, complete your reading. So what is your question or comment?
I wanted to know, does my husband return? He's incarcerated, and I wanted to know if he returns in 2011 or at least by 2012.
Okay, now, that's a very personal question, and typically I don't do that kind of question on air, but I will tell you that there is a delay in the process.
Yes.
And your husband is a part of the issue. Again, without being too personal, he's got to make some adjustments. He's got to confront his anger, not only just to escape the clutches of the judicial system, but to begin to really move forward in a healthy way going into the future.
Within himself.
I'm sorry?
Within himself.
Right, correct.
Right.
Correct. And he will return. I do see him returning. There will be some delays. But again, there's still some issues that I'm picking up in spirit that he definitely needs to confront. And it's not the kind of things I really want to, you know.
I understand on air. I get it. I understand.
Yeah, but I think you know what I mean. You seem to feel to me as if you really understand what I'm saying. And a lot of this has to do with his temperament and his overall approach to dealing with primarily his anger. We all deal with anger. Even
I,
how I may sound, have a lot of anger from my childhood, from society, from things that I still am confronted with as a part of my daily battle. But we have to begin to find a way of overcoming them for our own good, particularly when we have families and children involved and loved ones involved in our actions. We've been taught a sense of independence in this culture that's very artificial, that we are unto ourselves and what I do is about me and it doesn't affect the next person. Excuse me, but you are truly experiencing incarceration right along with him, and I totally get that. But he's got to make the adjustments. But I do see a release date. Unfortunately, it's not until 2012.
Okay.
And the delay is totally something that could have been prevented.
Well, can I just I know you said it was, but just a quick question. Usually when people are sent away, I kind of think it's like a spiritual timeout to just be clear.
Mm-hmm.
So it may not necessarily be true, but I know too many people who have kind of gotten clear on a timeout.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Absolutely, I agree with you on that. Now, part of the problem, though, is everybody who's in there with him is not on that.
Right.
It's not even thinking to confront their issue. So you still have this this tug of war going on between truly wanting to make adjustments and move forward, particularly for us. We tend to want to not rock the boat too much, not to stand out too much, not to do anything too dramatic. But sometimes you have to make those dramatic changes and choices for yourself, for your family, for your loved one, and then move forward. And know that ultimately the divine manifestation is happiness, prosperity, wealth, health, and all the illusions of attachment begin to drop away. And again, I see that happening for him, but he's got to truly want it and want to move forward with it. And a great deal of it, I think, is locked away in that anger.
Right. Well, thank you so much.
Sure, I'm here for you. And please do contact me either at my website or my King profile, and I'll be glad to help you further. Because I still feel as though there's more to be said. I just don't want to say
that. Yeah, I understand. I understand. And the website again, I'm sorry.
www.houseofthedivineprince.com.
Okay.
And you can find a link there to my King profile at www.keen.com/divine+prince. But the easiest way is to just go to my website. You'll find a little blue and white call me button that'll take you there. I'm also on Destol and Live Person, but I prefer people to contact me either through my website or King.
Okay. Well, again, thank you.
And know that I'm with you in your endeavor.
Thank you.
Peace and blessings.
Me too.
So I have about 4 minutes, 3 minutes left in the show. I want to remind you, each and every one of you, individually, no matter what it is that you're confronting, all is indeed a blessing if you can just see beyond the veil. It's a part of our evolutionary process spiritually, personally, even physically, to go through certain experiences. Now, some things can be avoided. We all make mistakes. Some things can be fixed. But some things cannot. And those things which are of most importance lie within the realm of spirit. They have the most fulfillment attached to them, the most reward, the greatest fruit, the greatest power, and the greatest level of ultimate manifestation. We are right now on this Monday, October 25th, 2010, under a Libra lunation, with the moon now in Gemini and in the last stages of the full moon under a Libra sun. This is a time of not only balance, but indecision. There are many questions on the table out there, and both collectively. And this is a time to explore the questions, to go within and allow yourself to embrace the unknown and the uncertainties, and know that there is light. There is answer. There is manifestation and power to be found. And know that I am with you in all your endeavors. Join me here again tomorrow at 12 noon, high noon, for the Divine Prince, House of the Divine Prince, and Hoodoo sent you live and an archive here in New Orleans for the Power Lunch, Divine Peace and Blessings, Revelation and Manifestation, Light and Illumination, Serenity and Tranquility to you and yours. Peace and blessings. Ashe. I ain't gonna waste no time.
to work hard to get what's mine. Now I know that the chosen are few. There's no mountain I can't climb, though the valley is so wide. I'll be always driving consciously through. So someday I'll find somewhere I can be free, to live with love in a perfect harmony. It might take some time, get weary. By this I know I'll fulfill my destiny. Jah be the shield of my life and Marcus watch over me. Protect us from our enemies, monsters, spies and falsies. Jah be the shield of my right hand, my umbrella watch over me. So you know that
my right hand.